أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الرسول لا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر من الذين قالوا آمنا بأفواههم ولم تؤمن قلوبهم ومن الذين هادوا. This ayat we've been reading, and we explained the occasion when it was revealed, and that was when two prominent people of the Jews had committed adultery, and because of that, in the Torah, the rabbis had changed the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and in their original law was also to be stoned to death. But they had changed that and made it that the faces must be polished black and must be paraded on a donkey, and they must be given 100 lashes. However, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we had explained the more details of it, showed it that in the Torah it was written that the punishment is to be stoned to death. Then we had discussed the connection of this ayat with the previous ayats and with the subject matter which is at hand. And that was briefly that previously it was mentioned that a person who steals, the punishment is that his hand must be cut. That was stealing of money, of goods, etc. And now, yeah, the stealing in Sharia, that is changing the laws. And that also we had explained that if a person does not fulfill any command of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala his whole life, he doesn't lose his iman. But when he changes the law of Sharia and he makes the halal haram or the haram halal, then that is a very dangerous thing for one's iman. So that for that reason Allah has revealed this in the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha ar-rasul, Ya Rasul, addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر. غم نہ کر ان کا جو دور کر گھرتے ہیں کفر میں. Don't grieve and don't be sorrowful of those people who are running towards kufr. That is, those who are changing the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Because every Nabi and every person who is connected with Allah Ta'ala just cannot see the laws of Allah Ta'ala being broken. And where they see the laws of Allah being broken, it causes them great grief and sorrow also. And besides that, they stand up and they fight against that. Just like we see material things, like a child going to what fire it's going to play, or it wants to play with a snake, how we will save the child. We understand that. They see the breaking of the law of Allah Ta'ala as clear as they see the harm of dunya. So therefore they cannot tolerate it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should be very grieved and sorrowed when these people are doing these wrong things. Allah Ta'ala says this is their shewa, this is their way of the munafiqeen, of the Jews. So you don't, and Allah is your protector. So you don't have to worry, you speak up the truth and maintain the truth. يسارعون في الكفر من الذين قالوا آمنا بأفواههم ولم تؤمن قلوبهم. وہ لوگ جو کہتے ہیں کہ ہم مسلمان ہیں اپنے منہ سے اور ان کے دل مسلمان نہیں. Amongst these are those people who say with their tongue that we are Muslims, but Islam is not in their heart. That is the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. They say something with their tongue, but the opposite is in their heart. So these people, and in fact they used to come regularly to the majlis even of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but that was to spy and to relate whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to their own people. It wasn't to get hidayat, to benefit from the talks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on the one side were the munafiqeen, who were the more dangerous people, who hid away their kufr in their hearts and made it known. And in fact they used to take qasam also that they are believers. but they were actually not believers. And another group was وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا or وہ جو یہودی ہے, and those who were Jews, they did not claim to be Islam. They were Jews. They also used to come. So these are the dangerous people, the open enemy, and more dangerous is the hidden enemy. The open enemy is your enemy. He shows his enmity. You know he's my enemy. But the one who shows you that I'm your friend, that I'm your well-wisher, but actually in his heart he is your enemy. So he is the more dangerous one. So those people, Allah warns that you must be on your guard about them. And at the same time, you do what you have to do, Allah's help will be with you. That is very important for us to understand, especially in the present environment with the Shias who hide, who make taqiyya and hide the kufr, and they show, and they even take qasam to say that they are Muslims. And we should trust on Allah, and we should make known our true aqidah and our beliefs. We should not be afraid. We should have the Allah Ta'ala is the protector. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all to righteousness, save us from all harm, and the main to keep akhirat in mind and to keep Allah and the protection of Allah in mind. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.